of ensuring that we are recording attendance and guests?
Yes, correct.
Okay, fantastic. So I'll call the meeting to order. And if I can get a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve. This is Kennedy.
Thank you, Kennedy. Do I have a second?
I second it, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Okay, Dr. Cooper. You can respond with an aye. I'm not sure you're on mute.
I'm sorry, aye.
Okay, thank you. Betsy?
Aye.
Zena? You may be on mute as well. Zena?
She somehow got, she got kicked off for a second. She just rejoined. You can come back to her.
Okay. Herb?
Aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
And we'll go back to Zena. Zena, we're approving the agenda. Do we have your vote?
It seems she might be having some technical difficulties.
So we do have quorum without her. So I'm going to go ahead and say aye and move forward. There are 10 total board members, and we have one.
Hope two, she three, just four. Got through on audio. Zena, we were just seeking your approval on.
I'm sorry. I was fooling around trying to get my camera to work, and somehow it's not working, but I'm back on audio.
Great. Can we get your approval for the agenda?
Yes, aye.
Thank you. The agenda has been approved. All right, moving forward, just want to make sure, are there any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items? Okay. Are there any presentations from the floor on agenda items? Okay. And with that, then I will move it over to
Danielle.
Danielle, yes.
Thank you, Danielle, for being here.
Absolutely. Hi, everybody. Good evening. I am going to share, as promised at the last board meeting, a little bit of information about our summative, some key summative student outcomes from Lawndale, where we saw some really exciting results. So I'm gonna share my screen and you'll hear more about other schools and more outcomes in the future, but just wanted to share a little bit about specifics about Lawndale. So three things I'm gonna tell you about. The first one is our senior thesis outcomes. Our senior thesis project has been around for a long time, but it's undergone some shifts in recent years. It's our college level literary analysis essay. All students have to pass it to graduate. And in the first round, which is a fall submission date, 80% of our seniors, the class that just graduated, passed the, they got a passing score on the paper. And this is significant for us because we've seen a major uptick in passage rate for this project, this paper, over the last 6 years. So this past year, 70% of our seniors passed on the first round, which is really exciting. And the project has undergone some shifts over the years, and notably in 2020, where you see the first big uptick in the passage rate, that's when we moved the paper out of a broad research paper that could be in any subject into the English department as focused on literary analysis. So when we focused the project and narrowed the mentor teachers involved, we saw a really big increase in performance. And then even more this past fall with that 70% passage rate. So that's really exciting for us because this paper, if you read these papers that students produce, this is like college level literary analysis. It makes me really excited and proud that our kids are walking out of our doors and stepping onto, you know, their first college course being able to write like this and analyze like this and think critically. So that's one really exciting thing we wanted to tell you about from Lawndale. Then the other exciting thing, or the second exciting thing, is we offered AP literature for the first time last year. And 80% of our students scored a 3 or higher. So in our first year of offering a pretty rigorous course, and that's tested by the College Board, we got really exciting results. And it's connected to, I think, the previous results in senior thesis and the testament to the work of our English department. 3 students received a 4 and 21 students received, oops, that should say a 3. And those kids are all eligible for college credit, depending on where they go to school. So that's really exciting too. And then the last piece is summative CASP scores. So this is the state summative exam that 11th graders take at the high school level. And I just wanted to show you over time, both how we performed this past year. So you'll see at the end of this chart, 22-23, 86% of 11th graders at Lawndale were proficient in ELA, and 41% were proficient in math. And those are historic gains and increases in both subject areas at this site. So really exciting when, you know, we don't have the state averages to compare to right now. So you can see like how did ECHS Lawndale students compare to all 11th graders across California, or all low-income 11th graders, or all low-income 11th graders of color. That's data I'll add to this chart when it's available. But based on historically how we've done and what the rates are, I think unless there's some big shift at the state level, I think we, our kids did better than low-income students of color across the state of California. So really excited about these results, and then more to come about Lawndale. The annual presentation about the graduating class will happen at a future board meeting, but I just wanted to highlight these results for you. And I'm not sure, Farnaz, if there's any time for questions or comments for the board, but I'm happy to answer them if there are any.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome job. I mean, the percentage increases over the years is pretty fantastic. So well done to everyone that made that possible.
Thank you. Yeah, lots. It's, you know, a big group systemic effort, but really especially proud of the ELA team at Lawndale.
Betsy pointed this out at our last meeting, but you can't look at this without recognizing that a few years ago we made reading apprenticeship and our literacy priority the priority for the entire organization. And since then, even though literacy it has not been the priority, we've built on our reading apprenticeship practice and that framework. So this is a lot of work. And while it might feel like targeted to a single site, we're seeing elements of it at multiple sites. So it's a lot to be proud of for our whole instructional team across the board. Thank you, Danielle.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Do we want to move to the public hearing, Farnaz?
You're on mute, Farnaz.
All right, thank you. Yes, please. And Jen Fenton and Jeremiah, if you could take it away.
Certainly. It is that time of year again, and ECS needs to revise our safe return to in-person instruction plan in order to meet the ESSER requirements, which stands for your Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund. We are no longer in a pandemic, but believe it or not, this is still required. In fact, we contacted the CDE to verify if a revision to last year's plan was necessary, and the answer is yes. So here's the new plan. If you've had an opportunity to review it, you can see that we've really pulled back on any mention of COVID as best we could. And what's included is more of a general health and safety guide. In fact, I'd imagine if another revision is required next year, you'll see less mention of COVID and more protocols and procedures really geared towards the overall well-being of our community. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Jen. And yes, this is also a time for public comment if there were any parties here who wanted to provide public comment. Hearing none, we can move forward to the next item.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer and Jeremiah. So with that, for those who are new, we typically approve all consent items. We have several A through G. So we initially do a motion to approve. We go through with any questions or comments for the people who may have something to discuss or questions asked, and then we will approve them upon the completion. So with that, do I have a motion to approve consent items A through G?
I'll move to approve consent items A through G, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kennedy. You guys are stepping up to the plate today. okay, and Jeremiah, I don't know if you wanted to go through each of these or is anything you wanted to say about these?
Nothing out of the ordinary, you know, contracts and our annual employee handbook. Yeah, for the most part, just routine items.
Okay, any questions, comments, or concerns before we move to approve?
I have a question. Can I get a little bit of historical information as to how we got the contract with Casey?
Absolutely. So this year, as you guys know, Michael Martucci transitioned out of the SPED role. And in the last 5 months of his tenure, or 6 months, it may be, we recognize that the challenge of managing both special education and EL in an effective manner was a struggle for the team, especially since there was a lot of onboarding and hiring. So we decided to divide the role for a period of time to support his success. So during this time, Casey Fabiero really did a phenomenal job of bringing together, convening the EL specialists and looking at data and making decisions based on the data. And we saw a lot of gains. Our LPAC data is phenomenal this year, and we saw a lot of growth. For this reason, we're continuing the contract into the first few months of the year with the new Director of Special Education and English Learning Programs. We are elated to report that this morning we got a signed agreement from Dr. Shailene Wright, who's going to be leading special education in EL. She is amazing and a perfect fit and very knowledgeable and is going to be a tremendous asset to the team. But learning from the last experience, instead of throwing someone in and expecting them to take everything on and be successful at learning everything all at once, we want to have Casey continue to hold EL for a period of time as a consultant and continue to make progress in that area while Dr. Wright gains a foothold in special education, strengthens particularly the co-teaching model in special education at ECMS Gardena, which we've talked about at this site before, I mean, at this meeting before, and then gradually takes on the whole program and EL. So we're creating a stepped approach to it that we're hoping will support her longer term success in the role.
That's awesome. Congratulations on finding such a qualified person.
Great.
Yeah, we all did happy dances today. I have to say.
That's great. Okay, any other questions, comments, or concerns?
I want to appreciate Janina for an excellent question and a perfect notice. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, with that, we will vote on approving consent items A through G. Dr. Cooper.
Aye.
Betsy.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Kennedy. Are you on mute, Kennedy? Is he still with us? I don't see him on here. So I will go ahead and approve. We still have quorum. So Anthony, aye. Consent items A through G have been approved. And then moving forward, we have two action items, action item A and action item B. Here we will take each one individually. And so I'll turn it over to Sarah to provide commentary and see if there are any questions, comments, or concerns.
Good evening, everybody. I also apologize, a little bit sick, so sorry for my voice. Let me know if I need to repeat anything. These are the normal forms that I bring to you all at this time of year. There's nothing new or different. The item A is what we anticipate being the needs this year around special assignments for credentialing. We do a revision if necessary when we're finally hired and turn that in. B is the CL 500. And A is the board approved policies, the ones that we came to you with and the regular folks. There's nobody new to it. It's the same folks that you signed off on in previous years. There's also a handful of folks who are actually out of the classroom, but we're doing these just to be sure in case there's an instance where we need an AP or somebody to step into a classroom, they're still credentialed and appropriate, or if we have a vacancy or something, so given we're not fully hired. So no substantive changes from the ones that you approved last year, but happy to answer any questions if you're worried about it.
Thank you, Sarah. Any questions, comments, concerns regarding action item A? Okay, do I have a motion to approve action item A?
Motion to approve action item A, Zena.
Thank you, Zena. Do I have a second?
Second, Herb.
Thank you, Herb. Dr. Cooper.
Aye.
Betsy.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Did Kennedy rejoin us? Okay, and Anthony, aye. Action item A has been approved. Moving on to action item B, approving the CL 500 declaration of need. Sarah, I think you will discuss this one as well.
So this is the one I actually spoke about first. I'm sorry, I was doing the wrong order there. CL 500 is, do we think we'll need any more creative credentialing? Is anybody going to need help? Is anybody going to be on any sort of another option? So A is the option that you all are empowered to do under Ed Code. B is if there's anything we need to do on our side creatively or special, sort of outside of the norm. Our anticipation is for it to be very similar to what last year was. It shouldn't be anything substantive. And then if we do need to make a revision to that when we're fully hired, because we find out that some folks that get hired between now and then need that, we'll make those adjustments and bring it back to you all. But just a CTC document we turn into the commission each year.
Thank you, Sarah. Questions, comments, concerns regarding consent item B or action item B, sorry. Okay, do I have a motion to approve action item B?
Motion to approve action item B, Zena.
Thank you, Zena. Do I have a second?
Second, Herb.
Thank you, Herb. Okay, Dr. Cooper.
Aye.
Betsy.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. Action item B has been approved. With that, I'll turn it back over to Farnaz for any upcoming dates announcements.
Jeremiah, if you could just please text Kennedy just before he dropped off. I realized he was waiting in the waiting room and I couldn't get him in time. If you text him, I'll let him back in.
You got
so
it.
He can, thank you so much. Yep. So just bringing to your attention, we have our next board meeting on September 21st. And that's going to be a longer board meeting. We'll get to hear a little from principals and get updates about what's happening on campuses. The next 2 weeks are exciting because first we're welcoming on Monday all of our new credentialed staff for a PD. And then the following Monday, it's the all staff meeting that's going to be happening at ECHS Gardena. If you haven't seen the campus recently, it is striking. It's coming together so beautifully. I'm happy to take any of you who are interested on a tour. We can coordinate some time and make that happen. Really beautiful. And then yeah. We have all the regular committees happening. So Sorry, Anthony, go right ahead.
No, I said sign me up. I will.
Yes, I'm happy. I'll send you all a little doodle to schedule some time to walk through the campus. It's beautiful. And we're really excited. We're going to start this year off well. And we are a little shy of fully hired, but we're hopeful that we're going to hire the last few people in the coming weeks. We have had pretty exceptional candidates for some of the important roles. So we're very excited about that. And with that, I think we are done and we can transition to closed session.
Okay, very quickly, Fernandez. Can you remind us what day is the first day of school when students return?
The 22nd, I believe. Sorry.
22nd?
August 21st.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I got disconnected for some reason.
And then I didn't see it pop up on the top that you were waiting in the waiting room. I apologize for that.
Okay, so we will adjourn to closed session. We need to vote on adjourning to closed session. So do I have a motion to adjourn to closed session?
I move to closed session, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Do I have a second?
Zena.
Sorry. Zena, second.
Okay, thank you, Zena. All right, Dr. Cooper.
Aye.
Betsy.
Aye.
Zena.
Aye.
Herb.
Aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Anthony. Aye. So we will move to closed session. For those who won't be joining us in closed session, thank you for your time this evening. We appreciate everything that you do.
I want to welcome all of our directors. If they would like to stay, they're welcome to stay. They've all been involved in all of these conversations, but if you don't want to, you can go. And Monse, thank you so much for being here. She already left, so we're good. But no pressure to any of the directors. Okay.
And thanks, Jeremiah, you will stop recording in closed session?
Yes, I actually, Farnaz has the controls for that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And I'll...
Okay, great. So we are out of closed session. There is nothing to report. So with that, I will open it up to Farnaz and others for appreciations.
Team, I don't have an appreciation, but I do want to say that I met two of the, I believe they were instructors from the Inglewood site. And for the life of me, I don't recall their names, but I did write it down, but it's on my desk, but I'm on travel right now. They are working at USC with a summer program, and and that summer program brought their students to our campus for a tour. And I just happened to be in the building and I saw the ECS logo and I approached them and said, hey, wait a minute. And it was two individuals and I could see them in my mind. I don't remember the name, but it was just a pleasure to meet them. As they came to my campus. So like I said, anytime you want any of the schools to come to the campus to tour and get an understanding of the aerospace industry and the some of the unique products we make in the Redondo Beach area, then we can schedule that throughout the year.
Herb, thank you so much for that offer. We will definitely be reaching out to you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll go ahead and thank, first of all, the board for being available for this quick Zoom meeting. I appreciate you all. And also for your answers to my questions whenever I reach out, I appreciate your support. And then just this amazing team of leaders, Jeremiah, Jen, Danielle, Sarah, and Tracy. You guys are a phenomenal group of human beings, and I feel really grateful to get to work with you every day. So thank you. And I feel like, you know, it's another torrential river, but we're navigating it together, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
I would like to share my apologies for taking up so much time of Jeremiah's and Sarah's because of the maddening wormhole I went down with the Forum 700s, and it turned out that because I had two identities in the system because of, you know. Is it working in Lawndale and then switching? It did not compute, but thank you, Sarah, for your note. But yeah, you guys are always so calm and patient, those kinds of details. Thank you.
I'll add to that because Jeremiah was very patient with me in my Form 700 and the challenges with the organization that was facilitating it as well. So he helped navigate and make that possible. So thank you, Jeremiah.
It was a pleasure speaking with both of you, Betsy and Anthony.
Pleasure is a strong word, but
it really was. I can't say about the whole affair. It was a pleasure, but it was with you too.
I just also want to say hi, a special hi to Lisa Cooper, because I haven't met you. I've heard about you, but I hope you're having, well, it's not always fun in HR, but I hope you're having a good time in Lawndale.
I was just going to say thank you for being here and allow me in the space. And I know we rotate here, so hopefully I get to rotate into another meeting. But it was a pleasure being here, and hopefully I get to visit the sites and meet everybody one day.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
You're always welcome.
Well, we're over time, which I try not to do almost ever. Oh, Dave Trejo is trying to come in. thank you guys so much. And I think with that, we can go ahead and formally close the meeting out.
Okay, so we'll need to vote. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move to adjourn the meeting, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Do I have a second?
Janina, I second the motion.
Thank you, Janina. Dr. Cooper?
Aye.
Betsy?
Aye.
Zena?
Aye.
Herb?
Aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Anthony? Aye. We have approved the meeting to be adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
Thank you all.
Your efforts. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good evening.